Time now for the highlights of the game as the Mets fall by a score of 3-1. They took the field today looking for the sweep of the Reds and their 10th straight win. Luis Severino, coming off his 10th win of the year, went up against Julian Aguilar, who is making just his 5th big league start. Severino got off to a good start, striking out Jonathan India looking in a 1-2-3 first, and then needed 7 pitches to retire the Reds in the second, capping the inning with a strikeout of Santiago Espinal. The Mets starter worked around a one-out walk to keep it scoreless through 2.5, and Brandon Nimmo just missed a 2-run homer in the bottom half of the third. It was a hit that was so high, it was ruled foul. The Mets asked for a crew chief review. The call stood as Nimmo then flied out to left to end the inning, and we were scoreless after 3. Ellie De La Cruz walked to start the fourth and went after a 63rd stolen base, but Luis Torrens was behind the plate today. It was the best base stealer, matched up against the best at throwing out runners, and guess who won out?
Severino kicks and deals. Runner goes. Pitch taken low. Thrown down to second base. It's right on time. He is out. Mano a mano. De La Cruz versus Torrens. Torrens wins the battle. There's one away.
That is something, isn't it?
And it was, as you could imagine from the reaction from the guys in the booth, how good that throw was. It was just, he got it out so quickly and put it right on the money, and it really wasn't even a close play. The 14th time that De La Cruz has been thrown out, Torrens wins another battle. He has thrown out 65% of the runners trying to steal a base this year. Ty France then grounded out back to the pitcher to end the inning. Mark Vientos walked to lead off the bottom of the fourth, and Pete Alonso was then hit by a pitch, but Jesse Winker grounded back to the pitcher. And instead of going for the double play, Aguiar went to third, and the Reds just did get the force. Jose Iglesias flied to right before Starling Marte grounded into a fielder's choice, and the Mets unable to get anything going despite getting the first two men on in the inning. Severino gave up his first hit to start the fifth when Jake Fraley hit a bloop against a modified shift and got a double after Vientos dove for it, and it was just beyond his reach. Espinal followed with another softly hit single, this time to right, and it was now first and third with no out. But after two odd singles, Severino then helped his own cause.
2-2. Quick throw to first, and diving back safely is Espinal.
I'll tell you, that whole Mets dugout, everybody put their hand up, including Carlos Mendoza. Mets going to take a quick peek at the video on this to see if they want to challenge that pickoff attempt at first.
I think if Severino's throw was on the bag, they might have had him. Because it was a high throw, they had to wait for Alonso to slap the tag down, but the Mets think he might have gotten it because they're going to challenge.
After review, call on the field is overturned. The runner is out. New York returns their challenge.
So Severino with a pickoff. Fraley now at third with one out. And the count 2-2 on Marte.
So the Mets win the challenge, and that was the save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Centers. The second pickoff of the season for Severino, 18th for Mets pitchers, and that really changed the entire complexion of that inning as Severino came back with a strikeout of Noelvi Marte and was rolling when he faced Will Benson.
Count 1-2. And so Severino, a pitch away from getting out of it, goes to the rosin bag, slaps it right down. Climbs back up onto the rubber, brings the hands together. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed strike three. He did it. Luis Severino really threw no fault of his own. Soft contact, two hits, first and third, nobody out. A pickoff and two strikeouts later, and he gets out of trouble.
Nonplussed by the situation, Severino gets out of the jam, blowing away Benson, and it was still scoreless heading to the bottom of the fifth. The Mets unable to build on the big moment, though. Harrison Bader hit a one-out single and stole second, but Lindor struck out, Nimmo lined out, and we were scoreless heading to the sixth. Severino started that inning with back-to-back strikeouts before a two-out single by De La Cruz. After two good pickoff attempts, Severino threw over a third time. The throw went wild. De La Cruz got second, and Severino charged with an error. But he was stranded, though, when Spencer Steer flied out to end the inning. So once again, Severino getting out of it. Like yesterday, the Mets had trouble breaking through. They had two hits entering the sixth, both by Harrison Bader. And Alonso reached on a one-out walk after Jesse Winker struck out. Iglesias kept the inning alive with a single up the middle that was gloved by De La Cruz, but he had no play anywhere. Marte was next, and with his at-bat came finally the first run of the game.
First and second, two out, 2-2 to Marte. No score in the sixth. Santillan deals. Swing and a liner to center. That's a base hit. Alonso hits third. He's coming home. Benson's throw to the plate is way offline. Alonso scores with a head first slide. Stopping at second is Iglesias. And on at first with a single is Starling Marte. He's driven home the first run of the game. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0.
They finally had a run and the lead, and for the second straight day, they come through in the sixth, and it was 1-0, but that's all they got as Torrens struck out to end the inning. Severino had been pitching well. The Reds weren't hitting the ball hard off him as Ty France led off with a base hit that just went past the mound into no man's land. Jake Fraley then grounded into a fielder's choice with the speed, keeping him out of the double play. He then went to second on a wild pitch. Espinal struck out the eighth by Severino on the day. He had one more out to get out of this inning, but couldn't get there as Noelvi Marte ended Severino's day.
Ready to face Marte. Pitch. Flied in the air, right field line. Marte over to his left. Can't get it. It dunks in for a hit. Here comes Fraley to score from second, and we're tied. An inside-out blooper down the right field line. Marte may have broken his bat. Noelvi Marte singles, and the Mets and the Reds are tied at one in the seventh. And here comes Carlos Mendoza. It's going to be another hit for Cincinnati. That one somehow fell down the right field line. And of all the hits Cincinnati's had today, five of them, four of them were really soft, weak contact. And Severino, who's had a great year and a great day until that, gets a nice hand from this crowd at Citi Field.
A bloop single enough to bring in the speedy Fraley from second to tie the game at one, and Severino done for the day, unable to get his 11th win with the game even at one as he departs after 6 2/3 innings, giving up the run on five hits. Reed Garrett came on and struck out Benson to head to the seventh inning stretch, even at one, but the Mets went down in order in the seventh. Garrett then worked a 1-2-3 eighth, striking out Tyler Stevenson and De La Cruz, giving him three in the inning and a third that he had worked. The strikeouts continued in the bottom of the inning, though, as Mark Vientos went down swinging, Alonso looking, and Winker flied out, and they were tied at one after eight now. Phil Maton started the ninth, and this was a portent of things to come. He hit Spencer Steer. Ty France was nearly robbed again, but Vientos made a great diving stop on France, and he was able to beat this one out to give the Reds, first and second with nobody out. And the runners then moved up on Fraley's ground out. Then Maton hung a breaking ball to Espinal for our turning point of the game.
And he's ahead 1-2. Maton ready. Here's the pitch. Curveball line to left field. That's a base hit. The Reds take the lead. Steer is in. Around third coming home is France. The ball fielded on the warning track by Nimmo. Flips into Lindor. And on at second with a two-run double is Santiago Espinal. And the Reds have taken a 3-1 lead here in the ninth inning.
And that was our turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow on 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. So now the Mets were down a couple of runs. The first time they had trailed in this homestand, Maton bounced back, striking out Marte, and that was it for the right-hander as Alex Young came on through one pitch and got Benson to pop up for the final out of the inning. So the Mets had one more chance, but they had to face Alexis Diaz, who came on for the save for the Reds. He struck out Iglesias to start the ninth after falling behind 3-0 in the count, and Starling Marte then flied out. DJ Stewart, back up with the big club, came off the bench as a pinch hitter for Torrens, and he was the last hope.
Now Diaz comes set. The payoff pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. The ball game is over, and the Mets' 9-game winning streak has come to a close.